He kindly stopped for me. Tessa turned 40 last year. She's old enough to know that any dog you allow into your life will someday break your heart. Doesn't stop her, though. She'll put her brand on any critter that stands still long enough. And they always earn their keep, imprinting on her power chair like baby ducklings, and following her around the house like bodyguards. Old Sonny followed her around under his staggering palsy and paralysis, even on his last day, falling 3 times every trip from the office to the kitchen. Reminded me of Jesus on the road to Calvary every time he would hit the deck. I couldn't take the crunching sound. I carried him if I could get to him in time. He even followed her once yesterday morning, but he couldn't eat. Even fixed him a plate of smoked pork and white bread. His favorite, I thought. He even looked interested, but couldn't eat it. Ain't nothing sadder than a dog who wants to eat but can't. Don't know what the problem was. Maybe he was just done. I was writing yesterday afternoon in the backyard next to my grapevines when I suppose he got his time in. I went inside to check on Tessa, and when we went outside to get him, he was gone. Peaceful. In the shade, in the soft green grass by the swing set. That's a good way to go, I guess. Tessa asked me whether my column for today was going to be depressing. I said, hell no. Honestly, I don't think death is all that depressing. I was taught by Ursuline and Benedictine nuns. My great aunt was a nun. She was actually quite a mystic by her mid-80s. I remember a story of when she learned that one of her oldest friends had died. She sat down and thought for a minute and then said, well, isn't God good? These days we call that attitude. That's a kick-ass attitude. We buried Sonny on the other side of the lilac where his compadre, Navarre the Phenomenal Badass, is buried. Tessa has buried so many pets around here that this entire estate is becoming something of a place for solemnity and reflection. But don't worry. I'm not putting up any statues of God's old lady or anything, and the only acts of reverence shall be martial arts practice and slow-smoked barbecue. That's the way Sonny and Navarre like it. Check TessaLaFay.com for a couple more pictures of Sonny.